What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag?
Brown bag episode 112. Powered by the watch.
The watch.
The 112, watch. Where the players dwell.
Whoa. Oh. Was 112 a group?
Yes.
I know that. See?
Peaches and cream.
You know how I know
them? Peaches and cream.
Because are they on Sky's the Limit with Biggie?
Yes. Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sing the chorus.
Yeah. Sky is the limit. You know,
you extra points if you know which one is the one singing mainly on.
Don't be asking me dumb questions like that.
It's the S to the L to the I to the M.
Slim. His name is Slim.
Shout out. Was Biggie the first rapper to incorporate R&B to his hooks?
Because if he did it, it's not him that did it. It's coming through Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy.
Yeah, who executive produced it. And he probably, you know what he did do is because he had artists that were R&B artists and artists that were rappers. And kinda was like now Kith. Like this is his best way to collab both of his like genres that he was working with. I love that.
Oh, because Fei.
Yeah.
I think Faith. Yeah, Faith. I think both.
I don't know.
Before them was like the... you're all I need to get by. Method Man and Mary J.
Blige. And Mary J. Blige was also Puff Daddy. Artist, yeah.
Wow, shout out Puff Daddy, man. El Puff Daddy. How would you say his name in Spanish?
Puffy.
Matador.
Oh, shit.
Le dicen el matador. Keep that in here because that was an amazing joke.
He's a bull.
That was classic.
That was sick, ass food. Anyways, we're back. Brown bag episode.
We're back from London.
We're back from London, bro.
Did everybody tell you when you got back, like, I thought you were in London? That's all I got, like, all weekend. I'm like, dude, there's this thing called the plane, and you could come back.
Bro, I know. I was like, yeah, you feel me? I back and forth, you know? I dead ass was like telling everybody, like, oh, yeah, because my hunger gets married. Yeah. But dead ass, we just have to come back.
Yeah. Top boys.
And top then when boys.
They're like, you're not jet lagged. I'm like, honestly, I think it's like a mindset thing. Like, I just don't get jet lagged. Yeah, I just travel so much.
We were in and out, though.
It felt like 3 days, though.
It did.
But we did have Nando's. Nando's was bomb.
Nando's
you
was
were
delicious.
Sleeping while we went to get Nando's, but look, cold I made Nando's. Sure we brought stuff back for you.
I definitely had some cold Nando's.
And it was good. And
we brought it to you warm and you forgot it.
Dog, I was a
He forgot it?
Yeah, he didn't eat it until we came back. Like again,
after the stinky ass club. That
fucking club was so musty.
In it.
It was musty in it.
Dude, yeah. I like how they didn't fuck, bro. It's just the culture is so different. Like, we got in there with hats and they were like, just put it backwards.
Yeah. And then, it was so weird.
Oh, really?
Like, we couldn't wear the hats how we're wearing it. We had to wear them like this. And then we're in the club and we're like 3 hours in. Maybe like an hour in. Yeah. And then they're like, you can't wear them. I'm like, bro. Yeah. You've been looking at me for a fucking hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you're picking and choosing because we're not real Spaniards. You know we've been conquered.
Oh, my God.
Other than that, London. Shit was pretty nice, mate.
Yeah, it was cool. I can't wait to go back again. I do Harry Potter stuff with you.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. I'm down. Yeah. I'm definitely down.
And Duno got this old lady.
Oh.
I told you guys the old lady was trying to violate me.
It was an old lady in a Nike Tech.
I wasn't there.
She looked like an evil villain. Like, she came over to him super aggressive.
What was the name of the clip or the place?
Tiger. Shout out to the Colombian Uber driver that recommended it.
By the way, Uber drivers in London need to go through like a third process. A third process of
like a
background check or something. Yes. Yeah. One of them was a drug dealer. Dead ass. Like, I swear to God, like, I know one when I see one.
Oh my God.
And I was
in London?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we gonna put the word with this fool? And we look like this fool.
The Colombian.
And fucking now we're part of the fucking drug deal from London to Colombia. But bro, yeah, I definitely was sexually assaulted in London by an old lady.
That's crazy.
Grabbed my ass.
She did.
Yeah, she did. Aggressively.
Did you like it or not?
But I don't know how the rules work.
Remember, there's that card on the thing that said no grabbing bums, no slapping bums. She didn't read it. Obviously.
Yeah, but bro.
She's love viejita, viejitas love you.
Dude, I don't know what, but she was just like, hello.
Something.
Like, they were playing, by the way, they're great DJ.
Yeah, great music.
The fucking DJ was amazing.
And everyone dancing was offbeat.
Bro. Bro, okay. This is why I understand why us as like Latinos and our culture is so deep and rooted, right? Because we're just like if you see how our ancestors danced, they were like the Mayans, they were going crazy. Like I remember in elementary, I learned how to do an Aztec dance because.
You learned how to do an Aztec dance?
My mama have pictures of me in the Aztec with the little acorns on the thing.
Real?
Yeah, we did
that.
We need to see that.
Elementary in Westlake.
Give me at least a couple steps.
I don't remember, but I remember I did it with the homies dad. The homies dad taught us. And so, we did the whole thing. We did like the spin around. I was barefoot.
The spin around?
You were barefoot?
Bro, I was in kindergarten for the homies.
Wow. I need to see
this. Grats. I swear to God, I'm going to get pictures.
I need to
send them
it.
In and we can show them. But yeah, so fucking, and you know, we're on beat. Dog. European? I'm sorry, you guys. And like, whatever other coaches were there,
yeah,
y'all cannot dance.
There were some Spaniards there. So
what
remember
if it's
like
dancing
a group of-
in their way?
No,
you know,
no.
Like,
no,
you know how like when people drive, well, they drive on the other side than we do? Like even the driver
no,
in the car.
No, because you could tell what they were trying to do.
Bro, Letty, it was fucking.
Maybe they danced to the other part of the beat.
Yeah, they were dancing to house music to reggaeton.
Bro, yes. But it was like, it was like bro, it was terrible.
It was four Spaniard girls. That like they looked super white, but then they were mouthing all the lyrics to all the Spanish
songs. And then the DJ
songs.
was like, "Shout out España!" Everybody was like, "Woo!" And me and Vic were like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah,
that shit was bad
it
in
was
there.
Musty.
Aww.
It smelled like, oh, bro. I'm,
yeah, we left.
The United States, I love you very much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways, we're here. You feel
yes.
me?
Don't you know I'm local? Let's get into it because this is big for our guy Depot.
For our guy Depot and his girlfriend.
Yes.
She's walking
LA City Council has designated a section of Pico Boulevard between Arlington Avenue and Westmoreland Avenue as the Oaxacan Corridor.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Shout out my Oaxacans.
To celebrate the people of Oaxaca.
Shout out my Oaxacans.
Do you know where this area
is? Yes, I do. It's like a little after Pico Union, Westmoreland.
Oh, is there a McDonald's by there?
Is there a McDonald's?
On Pico and I went to a McDonald's and there was a Oaxacan restaurant by there.
Oh, you probably were a little more down.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so Pico and Arlington is already considered like mid-city, West LA.
Mm.
Pico Boulevard and Westmoreland. Pico and Westmoreland. It's kind of like in between like going towards like South Central. You're like by West Adams District. You're not too far from Vermont.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a little tricky because the Salvadorian Corridor is right there where people sell all the food.
Corridor?
How do you say corridor?
Corridor.
Sorry. Say it in full.
Corridor.
No, everything.
Walking corridor.
The Salvadorian.
Oh, Salvadorian corridor.
it's 25 cents.
Why is there a fucking eye there?
Corridor.
Salvadorian corridor.
Yeah.
Salvadorian corridor. But yeah, that's just on Vermont.
Uh-huh.
It's on Vermont.
Oh,
and,
so are the Salvadorian between, corridor and the Oaxacan corridor?
Are they going to start beefing?
Yeah. Ooh. Battle of the corridors.
Because I'm trying to think, like, from what I know, all the Salvadorian people sell the food in front of the Olympic police station. Is that
a largely highly populated Oaxacan area right there?
Which, I don't know, fool. I don't know.
They decided this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The city council.
But I'm guessing they did it because of what the one girl said. And then like, we got to give this food something. They're deep.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember?
When she was mad about Depot walking around?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that was messed up.
But, see, I don't even know if Depot knows about this fake ass walking.
The Oaxacan?
Oh, by the way, I had an argument with this food because I don't like tlayudas. You guys know what that is? Like the Oaxacan pizza? Like it's like this big ass round shit and they have a gang of shit on it?
Mm.
You guys need to get in touch with our cultures.
Yeah. Oh, now it's your culture?
It's they're far cousins.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, they have like, and then bro, me and this girl was just having an argument. She's also Oaxacan.
No way.
She's from the Oaxacan queen.
I love
that. If they have like a super Oaxacan baby, like has super powers.
That's super cute. It's not going to be ugly. No. It's going to be beautiful.
They're going to eat grasshoppers.
No, but yeah, the poet, him and his family, super Oaxacan. When we went to fucking Rosarito, he was wearing, his mom brought him a Oaxacan like button up and he was rocking it.
That's so cute.
By the way, they're very proud people. Like, them fools, you can't tell the Oaxacans.
I'm surprised they haven't fucked you up yet.
Why? But you know why? I'm vouched by real Oaxacans.
Like who?
Poet's mom. She loves me.
Okay.
Poet's family.
Have you heard what you say about how they
Yeah, look? I call her son ugly all the time.
Okay.
But Poet has a great heart. And that's all that matters, right, you guys?
Yeah.
Right. And then the Poet's girl, she's a very pretty girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of him. He found a Oaxacan queen.
Can you say that your homie's girl's pretty?
Yes.
Yeah, you can say that.
You can say that.
Yeah. You can't say, man, she fun as fuck.
Yeah, that's
man, fine. You got a baddie.
You can say that, but you can't extend it.
I think it's how you say it.
You can
say
like, nah, she a baddie. What's the rules of how you can tell your homie?
Ooh.
You have to say it in passing like, yeah, she a baddie, for sure. Like, you have to say it like that. You can't be like
nonchalantly?
You can't be like, she, like, she, well, you she meet her for the first time and she goes to the bathroom and you go like,
She a bad one.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats, homie.
Yeah, no, I think
let me know when you're done with that. Oh, you're just like, gross. You can't say that.
Let me know when you're done with that. It's crazy.
Yeah, you can't say that.
But I think if that's you're wild. But I think if the homie were like, because I've asked the homies, like, she's pretty, they'll be like, oh, she's cool. Or like, nah, this one is really pretty. Or like,
you can't say she's busted either.
Yeah, so you can.
So you have to wait, until they ask.
No. I'll ask my homies. Like,
Yeah. So they have to wait till you ask.
Yeah.
And they can't just be like, hey, she's pretty.
Nah. Like, nah, they'll be like, finally. Or it's like clowning. Mm-hmm. Because some of the homies, some of them just like monstros forever.
Yeah.
And you tell them?
Like, I'm a wobbler. Busted? You know, like.
Yeah, some of you guys.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You tell them? Your homies? What? If their girl's busted?
Yeah. Wait, like their girl? Like, or like my homie, like the homie Jerome, I'll be like, bro, Steph's ugly, bro.
Yeah, no. Because Steph is his homie.
She's so ugly.
No, she's not ugly. She looks like Angie, and you have a crush on Angie.
I don't have a crush on Angie. Stop pushing this narrative. But what I'm saying is, like, that's one of those things where, like, I can say that, like I brought a girl or two or maybe three, even four, maybe five. That weren't the best looking, and the homies would be like,
or maybe 20, or maybe 27, or maybe all of 30, them. Or maybe 31.
Whoa, you're laughing?
Yeah, he's laughing.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. We seen yours. tough six. But her heart, 10.
Which one? London?
London. That's her new name now?
I thought it was Canes first.
Raising Canes in London.
It's all
Cundin.
But nah, yeah. So yeah, I think with girls is different, right? Like when example. Like,
Can you say like, hey, your husband is good looking or he's fine or
nobody? But that's also because I'm toxic.
No, but like, can you say that to someone else?
No, like, because for us, it's like we're not even looking at your man.
Okay, no, but
that's a lie.
But
like Angie, like her man, would be like, oh, I guess that's your type.
Okay. So you're saying he's ugly. but you know what it is that I hear my sisters and their friends talking to be like, yeah, bitch, you got terrible taste. Like, I'd be like, damn, what if she loves that fool very much? You know what I'm saying?
But girls will admit, I feel like my husband ugly as shit, but I love the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Like, they're openly like, we will never admit
I'm in denial. My bitch is the baddest one in wild women.
Yeah, we'll be more delusional.
Your baby, how like they can't be ugly to you. Like, you know how, like, your baby's never ugly?
Yeah, there's ugly babies, for sure.
But you can acknowledge. I feel like some girls acknowledge, like, oh, yeah, he's not a looker, but, you know, he's this, he's that. He's
what do you mean? I married Brad Pitt, you guys.
Yeah, I mean.
But no one else can say anything.
Would you marry Brad Pitt?
No, I said I married him.
No, you married Brad Pitt.
I married the Mexican version of Brad Pitt.
But, yeah, I feel like you could tell your homie, like, nah, fool, she's the prettiest one you've brought around. Like, I think Poet hasn't brought around, like, damn, like, I've seen him with some dams. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit. Fool, macho ta la verga, wey. But
Do you guys, like, compete?
Oh, yeah. We definitely compete. Or they have, like, nicknames. Like, the homie P has a girl that only hits him up after 12. Or we've only ever seen her después de las 12. And that's her nickname. Like, she'll walk in at 1 a.m. We'll be like, después de las 12.
That's crazy.
And she's cool with it.
Yeah.
You know, she's gagged. But what I'm saying is, like, she's cool, you know what I'm saying? But I've seen P with a little wobbler before. And then, you know, just that's life, fool. You're not always gonna win them all.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're gonna hit first base, second base.
Speaking of that being life, is getting scammed part of life? Apparently. Because USPS, the scam that you got, the one that got you, fool.
The one that got
you're
me.
Not the only pendejo. It's happened so much that they've actually put a warning out.
Bro, that USPS shit looks so real.
Put out a warning and a text about the scam that's going on. Like, don't click. Don't do any of this. This is a scam. This is not real.
I
would you? Do you wish that would have came out before?
Yeah,
you
a couple months
link?
Later.
Okay, to all the scammers that are looking to kill me because I didn't blew y'all cover. I'm very sorry.
Oh, you did it. You were the investigative journalism.
Because I was, bro. Technically, it got me, Maximo, and Angie.
It did not get me.
It got
does this
you?
Look like
did
a scam
put
to you?
Me in
they
this.
Received the same text and didn't click.
Yeah, no. I received that same text too. Then I was like, oh, this must be the one Duno was talking about. Delete.
Yeah but before you look like a scammer, you're the one that sent it.
Yeah.
You accidentally like spam sent it and sent it yourself.
No. I'm the only one that didn't get it.
Oh, what if it's you?
It must not reach my zip code.
I'm kidding.
It's someone she knows.
Yeah.
It's somebody she knows.
Her contact book.
Facts that just went into all of yours. Yes.
You're like, let's shoot it everywhere.
Have you been seeing people reach out to you like it happened to me too?
And people were like, oh my God, don't know how you fall for it. And those screenshots, I'm like, bitch, I was having a tough day that day. Like, you don't know what I was going through.
Yeah, exactly.
You were stressed. Yeah, like, Maximo, Angie, look at this shit. Is this real? My package hasn't came. It's all over a shirt that didn't even fit you.
Yeah, you're telling me. Fucking get a rodeo.
He just told me, remember that shirt? Didn't fit. They used a different...
They have weird measurements. They have different... Yes. Like the arms and this is different, right?
Every brand has a weird measure. So like...
Yeah, no, but Ghetto Rodeos is shorter. So it's kind of like a weird little midriff vibe for guys. No,
but you know, crop top.
No, but you know what's crazy? That their old... their other t-shirt fits me very well.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's why I'm like, I'm going based off like what I already have.
Yeah.
And this is why I don't fucking shop online.
Yeah.
Because every fucking girl I know that shops online, all that bitches does complain. Complain about this shit didn't fit her. It doesn't look like what it looked. Well, bitch, you're not a 6'5" model. Yeah. All right, bitch?
True.
You're 4'11". With fucking walking
parents. Why are you talking about me, bitch?
What I'm saying is... I've been going through
a lot of... I shop online and we could just run through my last post on Instagram. Things are fitting great.
But
I'm that going, green dress that I wore at the fight, the cool little... Did you see like Matrix?
Yeah,
dress?
Okay,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
from
yeah.
online.
But see, I don't know, bro. But I was just so fucking like... I was like, bro, what the fuck? But shout out them. I still bought the t-shirt. What I'm saying is there. But like, I know why I don't shop online.
Aw, fuck.
Because it's like, it's really like, you have to absolutely.
Did you see like the memes? Like what I bought on Amazon? What I ordered, what I got?
So literally, I'm about to
take a
picture. You
never fall for those pictures.
Yeah.
It's always some like skinny, like fit person.
Photoshop.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah, I need to stop plus size models on your pictures.
Because it makes you assume.
And it makes me assume that it... But I was just going based off what I already had.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, fuck you. Man, fuck everybody. Don't be fucking texting me. I actually got to block that email right now.
Aww. You should have for a long time ago.
Blocked
speaking
the email.
Of texting, can you text your homies that are America fans and ask them if they're going to be my friends again?
Oh, no. Fucking Pisa at the live show, he's going to run up and fuck it down with you.
That's not nice.
By the way, guys, we have a live show December 23rd at the World Series.
Buy your tickets now.
Selling quick.
Yeah,
we low-key did it. We sold a lot of tickets.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm happy about that. Especially so early. Usually we go closer to the date, but I love that we started early so we have time. You guys have time to save if you need to get all that good stuff in so then you can vibe with us.
Hell yeah.
But yeah.
So it's double P dog?
It's P. P is a homie's owner.
Oh.
You know who's on your side? Andres. He's a Chivas fan.
Shout out.
So Andres is on your side.
He was at the game.
He was at the game. Yeah. Oh, really? He was at the game. Peace whole family. He wants to get down with you.
Fuego, what about you? Chivas.
Hey, let's go Chivas.
Hey, Fuego, I want you to know that Jose's not your friend. Did you go to the game? Did you? No? I hit up Jose for your phone number because I had an extra ticket to the game and he didn't answer me.
Damn.
So I asked Yaelin to go with me.
He was busy wanking it.
A birthday wanker.
So just know that you could have been there when all that stuff was happening, when everybody was getting down with each other, when they did the flare. You're right about the fights. The fights.
I told you.
I was there for like 5 minutes. There's fights in the stands already.
Yeah.
Hey, for where people were, where's that?
And
many?
Then the flares, because the smoke, they were like having a freaking, it's like, you know, the different blocks on 4th of July when you like do different fireworks. They were doing that in the stands.
Bro, and you know what's crazy?
But that stopped the game.
Did you sit on the America or side?
On the America
side. You know what's crazy? For the Hunger, Erica had really good seats. So the Hunger, you and Erica, they had really good seats and they got bullied. They got bullied out
was
the seats. The Chivas fan.
She was on Chivas side?
She was an America fan. And they got bullied out her seats.
Damn.
Like, bro, you're not going to
get
shit.
Like,
but you know,
on them and shit.
But fool,
no?
That shit just, nah. Because I think they were being cool. Like,
yeah.
But it's still.
Like, playful, but annoying.
But did you see the dude that got kicked out of 3-2-5-2?
No.
The dude that was going for the other team, they kicked his ass out of the 3-2-5-2
thing.
Oh,
yeah. Well,
it would happen. You can't. It's like, it's a whole energy about that area.
It's a real divide, the Chivas America.
Hell
it's a real, like.
Mm-hmm. And I would just like to say, just coming in as a new Chivas fan, but if I was like super biased and super unbiased, Chivas mascot is way cooler than the
Águila.
No, the actual look at them. Literally look at them.
Yeah.
The Chivas mascot is actually like it has dreads. It looks super cool.
Yeah. This was sick, dog.
Super sick
ass.
Just
roided up. Look at them.
Definitely gonna be the first time are we divided as a pod.
Hold on, let me show you. Cause I just saw them from the side, but from the side it looked really
No, they're sick. That felt like super like dreads, long hair.
Yeah, and then the other one has a ponytail, has like a chongo.
Hey, we're the America and Easter fans.
Chivas. Flirting with you because they were like, oh, yeah, she's Chivas fan, but...
Yaelin was, like, very, like, super... protective? Yeah, and she was trying to get me to convert.
Because she's an America fan.
Yeah.
You know what? That rivalry, and shout out, and these are things that are dope, like, how Vic's, like, a big Raider fan because his pops is, like, diehard Raider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think these is one of those things where, it comes from a fucking, like, huge family bloodline.
It
like,
comes from my grandpa for me. Like, he was, like, he swore he was going to play for the Chivas when he was younger. And he's from, like, the Guadalajara area, so.
You guys are from there. So yeah. That makes a lot more sense. I don't know where America plays. They play in El Defe?
You should be an America fan.
I put in the chat, the both mascots.
Yeah, they look sick. I know what you're...
from the side. And then you'll see, like, literally the Chivas one looks tight. He looks like...
Oh, he got dreads.
Yes, he got dreads. Like he and then the Aguila just looks like, okay.
He looks terrible.
Yeah, it's like you didn't do your hair that day, fool. It's a big game. What do you mean?
He got the fuego hair.
I was about to say.
Fuego walked away.
Oh, as he walked away.
So just based off the side profile of the mascots, I feel like the Chivas has a better mascot.
Yeah.
Ah, you know what? I think it's one of those things to where like...
That's
like,
a dope ass fit. Dope. Like he looks like a good time.
He looks like
he's
Rock
definitely
Dog.
Laughing like Wiz Khalifa.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a Rasta man.
Yeah, super Rasta.
No, and you know what's funny? That I was talking to the homie Zona yesterday. I'm like, you went to the game? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you're not even Mexican. He's like, but I look soccer because he's Salvi. Mm. And then he was telling me, we know some fools that are part of the Porra from Chivas. And then I'm guessing he
what's
we're not
Porra?
Like the porra, like the fools that get down, like the fools that have like their own jersey and the drummers and shit.
Oh, okay.
Like the 3-2-5-2 of that.
Of them.
Yeah. And them fools. And there's some other fools we know that are America, part of the America porra. And they know each other. They play like in the same soccer team. But when they see each other at games, they get down with each other.
That's
right. And I'm like,
they get down with each other.
And I'm like, what's up with you fucking creep ass fools? You just squabbling each other.
Yeah.
But.
So even at the game, like I could tell the rivalry was for real. So on the Chivas side, that area, the 3-2-5-2 of Chivas, they put this big banner that it went back, and it had a bunch of faces of all the famous like Chivas players, right? And then it said like in Spanish, these people made us great, not the TV. Because I'm assuming that America gets played a lot on the TV. So what they're saying is like, you guys are only great because you guys get played on TV. We're great because of how great our players have been, like our legends and all of that. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is just crazy out here.
Yeah. But also,
and then the America people were like, well, don't invite hosts to the hotel.
Yeah.
And
Yaelin was shitting on Chivas because she was like, you know, America is for the people that are like really from where they're from and it's super authentic and like hometown. And
the way you're talking is exactly
that's how
like
she
her.
Was. She's like, and you know, like
shout out her for being
Chivas
passionate.
A little bit more stuck up, but like if you're really like rooted, then you always kind of go for America. And I was like, hold on, because I asked my dad before I left. I said, Dad, who should I go for? And he's like, Chivas, mija. And I was like, all right, we're riding. And my dad is from Pueblo Nuevo, Guanajuato. There was fucking no electricity until like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what you mean?
See, I think my mom, because there's two teams in El Defe. It's fucking America and Cruz Azul. Mm-hmm. Obviously, America's the bigger, better, the brand or whatever. But I remember my mom saying that Cruz Azul was represented for the people, like the poor and shit like that.
Yeah. Wow.
But America has greats, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, our favorite goalie of all time.
Ochoa. I learned that at the game.
Cuauhtémoc Blanco.
They used to have Cuauhtémoc
Where's
Blanco.
Where's Chicharito?
Chicharito's Chivas.
Chivas.
Like his pops and his grandpa.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's honestly one of those things to where like you love to see it because it's forever going to be a rivalry.
Yeah.
But you're a Chivista now.
Yes. That's what it's called.
A Chivista and Americanista.
Gang. Yeah.
But yeah. That
you know
get
what
down.
The chive is?
No.
Chive?
Yeah. That's what they call girls.
Ah.
Oh.
Shut up. You guys are the dudes.
I've never heard
Jose,
that. I thought it was a food.
LV.
Potato and chives?
I thought it was food.
Jose. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just Google the chive.
Hey, yo. Letty, why do you know about the lab?
What does it say? Okay, right there it says slang, right? Go hit the next one. Yep.
Yeah, Australian right chang? I mean,
slang. Whoa, Letty, what website are you on, bro?
I don't know. I just knew people. You know how people say the hub? The chive was something that people say, like how they say the hub.
Damn. Yeah. All right.
Anyways, shout out to the chivas.
Anyways. Anyways, Vic saw his ex chive this weekend.
Yeah.
Vic, what? Saw his ex chive this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one?
One of them. No, it was just a trip.
Wait, which one of them? Just
I don't know. She doesn't have a nickname. She's been around a long time behind the scenes, you know, doing her thing, holding me down.
Oh, my God. Is it Earth Cafe?
No. This is a media kit.
No.
I love the names.
Yeah. We never gave her a nickname.
Earth Cafe is baby girl. Earth Cafe is horchata.
No.
Yeah, she is. Earth Cafe is horchata, right?
I guess she brought Earth Cafe.
Glaciana?
Yes, you know she did.
No, I'm just, you know.
Glaciana?
Not her.
She's in jail, wait.
Which one is it, man?
She's doing a hard time.
I don't have a nickname.
As you are about her, we are Which about one is it? Riches.
Nickname for her.
All right, show us her IG real quick.
Yeah.
No.
So how do you know your, how do you know your my God. Legs?
I told Maximo I thought it was confidential, you asshole.
So which, I texted him on the side.
I added it because I was like, we need balance.
Which ex?
I don't know.
No, he doesn't know.
So what did he
what
say
the fucking ex is it, bro? Christ.
Oh, the one you ran into at the club one time that was like, hey, I'm Big Sex.
Oh!
She doesn't have a nickname, though.
She doesn't have a nickname. She's a role player.
Oh, we could call her Volcano because she's from Honduras next to the volcano.
She call her
Volcano? Is a crazy name.
Ladies, this is what you sign up for. Just, I don't feel sorry for you anymore. So, no camera, I don't
by the way,
sorry
by
for
the way,
you.
She did come up to me and was like, I'm Big Sex girlfriend at the club in front of everybody.
That's crazy.
And I was just
that's
like,
that's a
wild
statement.
And I was like, wow. But you saw her and you,
yeah, no, it was.
Did you guys dance or yeah, mac it down?
We danced a little bit. Yeah, we
you danced at the Menace party?
Yeah, shout out to Menace. Shout out to
don't fucking turn it into Brown Pride.
Shit.
Don't turn it into Brown Pride.
They did 10 years,
but not shout out
10 years of greatness.
Vic, you're a piece of shit. Let me run through this really quick. Let me run through this real quick. Just like he's running through the girls real quick. Kane's happened at like a probably less than first of all, you had a whole girlfriend last month.
Mm-hmm. Was it last month?
It was like beginning of last month when she went down.
Yeah.
Hold up, Letty.
Okay. You have a whole girlfriend that
clip time.
Now you're out of being her man. Yeah. And then you three finger combo a girl at the club.
Allegedly, that didn't happen. It just looked
then
like
then we
it.
Go to Vegas and you like tonsil hockey with a girl out there.
From Seattle.
From Seattle. Which is different from three finger combo.
For her nickname is Deprimida.
Deprimida.
It's Deprimida over there.
Oh, because it's depressed. She's from Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah.
La Rocky.
No, we'll call her Groupon because he got her flight on a Groupon deal.
It was a steal.
And then what happened after that? Okay, so then we go to London and you meet up with Three Finger Combo again. And this is all happening within weeks, days of each other, you guys. And then
probably as a single.
This past weekend, you dance with, hey, I'm his ex.
Yeah.
He's single. Dancing isn't bad.
Yeah.
Hey.
But the funnier part.
His dancing is bad.
The funniest part
have
is.
Have you seen his dancing?
No, hey, wait till that Bobby Shmurda come on.
You just gotta applaud.
No, fuck he's piece shit. That's just the guy's clapping. He's getting his dancing.
Oh my God. Thank you guys. I couldn't have done it without you. Honestly, I couldn't have done it without all of y'all. The funniest part is that I get there. I'm gonna go with Swift. And then he lags. And I'm like, man, this is like 2 blocks away from my house. This
I'm
like,
just go.
There's no excuse for me not going. Like, you know, they did 10 years. One of my favorite clothing brands. Lots of Latino pride.
Yeah, shout out Menace.
I knew I was going to know a lot of people there anyway. So I show up alone. As soon as I get there, I try to get in line. Jizz calls me. And she's literally
another
right
ex.
In front. She's not my ex. No. But she's literally right
she's
in front.
She's a pisada.
She's right in front. She's like, go home. And I was like, go home. What the fuck? Where are you? I'm like, you're here? She's like, yeah, I'm in the car behind you. I'm like, what the fuck? She's there. Say what's up to her. But she doesn't come inside.
Oh my gosh,
and Vic. Then so I get in line, say what's up to the homies or whatever. And then, yeah, then I run into her. I run into my barber. It was cool. It was vibe.
So you have even a whole other group of girls that's not your exes but have done things with you.
Yeah.
You have a whole other category.
I guess so. I wouldn't categorize them myself because I just have a you know, I love hard. You know what I'm saying?
And you it's
just
love like, hard.
Love hard. I have a big heart, honestly, and that's just all it is. That's all it comes down to.
He heard you know? Every girl by Lil Wayne and Drake and just fucking has been running with it ever since.
But shout out to Menace. 10 years. 10 years.
Yeah, Menace. See what your band is associated with right now?
Yeah.
You're a menace. You're legit a menace.
10 years of
10 years.
10 years of fuckery.
They're celebrating you.
Dude, what you did in 10 days is what they did 10 years.
A decade of dedication.
All right. Duno.
Yes.
Congratulations to your happy couple friends.
Yes. Shout out Junior and Maria. They just got married this
weekend.
They just got married.
By the way, you guys need to start getting married. I was just telling the guys right before you walked in that. Bro, weddings are fucking fun.
Yeah. Did anybody cry?
I think we all did.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I didn't like cry. Like, but like.
It was like, it was a beautiful moment.
There was tears, homie.
You teared up.
A thug tear?
A thug tear. Mm. A thug one.
You got a new tat?
Yeah, I got my mom's name tatted.
Oh,
shout out Remzer.
I love crying at weddings.
I want to go support him. But yeah.
I love it. It's so beautiful to cry. And like happy.
You know what?
Like happy cry.
You know what? I feel like they like, at least from our like our personal friend group, mm-hmm. they fucking gave us all our first jobs up. Like they were like picking us up, dropping us off, fucking just doing the most while we were with them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of like, it low key kind of felt like mom and dad getting married. Like it was like they used to like, none of us had cars and they used to do the most for us. So
that's so awesome. Fire.
So seeing them get married was lit. And it was, bro.
Oh my God, are you crying?
No. But weddings are so much fun, bro.
Okay.
They're like literally like, you fully gotta start getting married.
Yeah, I love weddings. I agree.
That was my first time at a wedding.
I think.
Really?
I honestly think you're gonna be the first one to get married.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should I have one of those?
This one's not gonna get there. This one definitely. This
he would have done married. It by. He would have done it by now.
No, I'm gonna get married.
He would have done it by now.
I'm gonna get married, y'all.
Okay. Do you know? Before we move on and before we show anything, do you know who Pee Wee Herman is?
Yes,
He just passed away.
Yes, I know Pee Wee Fumu Herman. That's what they were calling me, Fu Herman or whatever they were calling me.
Who called you that?
Why would anybody call you that?
The Instagram was going crazy.
No way.
Oh. I posted. I knew, bro. By the way, the Hungry Maria has no fucking taste. Them fucking colors were trash.
Okay.
But it was her wedding. You know what?
And went with it.
And we had to.
Did you know before you posted it who Pee Wee Herman was?
Yes, I did.
Did you know that you looked like him before you posted it?
Well, I'm guessing me and all my homies look like them. Mm. Because, no, bro, my homies.
Okay, so.
I didn't realize how similar their color was. But honestly,
No, this is the suit. This what? Is the suit. In extra large. Your face is so cute, my little papacito lindo. But do you know who that guy is?
Yes, I do. I everybody knows who Pee Wee Herman is.
Tell me about him.
He's a legend. I just know he's a legend.
How is he? How did he laugh? Dance.
You almost,
I kind of did it a little bit.
He danced.
Does anyone know how to do the Pee Wee Herman laugh?
Was he not a little creepy though?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
big creepy, right? I thought he was creepy when he was a kid.
This generation's version of that guy is Blippi. If you're a parent, you know who fucking Blippi is. And Blippi is like the grown man that dresses like a kid or dresses a weird way and then is like, hey kids, want to learn what an excavator is?
Yeah, I don't trust him.
And then this one did a cool dance.
Yeah. And then Sada Baby.
I think Blippi had similar charges as him too.
Damn.
Previous to being Blippi.
No way.
Yeah. Dang. So the YouTube space and like these people is crazy. But he's so the mom of Ryan's toy review.
Yeah.
She robbed before. She caught stealing.
No way.
And it's crazy that she got caught stealing and then she had him fucking do toys and all that shit. That's and then like now fire. They get free shit. Yeah.
And now she probably steals his money.
She's on the come up for sure.
You're a piece of shit.
Okay. So who wore it better? Duno or Pee Wee Herman?
I definitely wore better.
Definitely Duno.
I don't know what charges he has.
You could have wore white shoes.
He jacked off in a theater, but it was like an adult theater.
And Duno has never.
I have never jacked off at a theater.
So just
we hope.
Based off that alone, I'm gonna say Duno.
That Duno wore it better.
Yeah.
You know what? His was tailored better. Our tailor sucked.
And that was your final fitting,
bro. Bro, Letty, I promise you, we went in. Okay, I went in there, right? And me being just like. By the way, let's keep in mind that I've never been to a wedding. I don't know. I don't know many people. Like, I'm thinking we're going to wear black with white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bro, my fitting, the first fitting was fire. I was like, oh.
Looking flat.
I'm like, oh, I'm looking crazy. And I was like, I'm like, oh, I'm finna crack a little hose in the, you know,
oh,
you feel me?
Oh, my gosh.
But, bro, and then I went in there and then the homies, we have a group chat and they're like, fucking Maria, te pasas de verga. And she's like, fuck it, that's my wedding. I was like, why? Wasn't the color so bad? But keep in mind, we're in London.
Mm-hmm.
So we're picking up our suits a day, 2 days before. And I'm getting the text late. We're fucking busy running around doing shit. And I'm like, fool, how bad is it? And I call the homie Anthony. He's like, fool, it's bad. I get there. I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, fuck it. We still had a good ass time.
I want to laugh like him.
Andres took some pictures. I'm excited to have him. But
one of you fools knows how to laugh like Pee Wee Herman.
I don't think we want to laugh like Pee Wee Herman.
It's a funny laugh. Or something.
I just remember he danced to that Tequila Sunrise song. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Does he laugh crazy?
That one.
Nah, that's creepy, bro.
Your laughing is making you happy? It's bringing back memories?
Yes.
From when he touched
yeah.
you?
Yeah. No. Okay.
He had a classic movie.
Before we move on, shout out to you being in Jay Worthy's video.
Yeah, shout out Jay Worthy, man.
Bro, that was so fire. Yeah.
Shout out them. Jay Worthy's like real LA cultured out. I love everything he does. You feel me? Like, yeah. And yeah, shout out him.
So he hit you up and what was he? What was
no, no, no. He.
There you are.
He did the. Aww. He did. I think he did like just like a random one of the music videos where he's like going around
just random places. And, so this was without your permission.
Yes.
Wow. But they kept you in it.
They kept me in it. No, no, but
you're viral.
No, but he put up to show love to OGZ when he had the show at the Palladium. Uh-huh. And he was shooting like a music video. He got a gang of people in it. Like, and I thought that was dope. Shout out Jay Worthy.
Yeah, shout out Jay Worthy. Yeah. Okay. From your friends to my friends. Can Jen you come over here? Jen, make some noise for my friend, Jen De Leon. What part of Latino America is Jen from?
You told us already. She's Filipino.
That's also
what
Latino.
What would you have thought I was?
Salvadoran or Guatemalan.
Why?
Because you're dark and short.
Oh, my God.
So dark and short.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll say now. You can say.
You definitely could pass off like, maybe even a little Oaxaca. You have your own quarter.
She does not have a
Salvadorian quarter because of the wavy hair.
Whoa, why are you checking out her hair?
My hair is usually straight.
Her last name is De Leon, so.
You say it so much more like Spanish. I just say De Leon.
De Leon. But,
oh, you're like also the conquered by the same people.
You're also conquered by the
same people. You're Mexican.
You're Spaniards.
We have the same.
You're Mexican. You just eat puto, and we don't eat puto.
You do. You've never?
I have.
You see?
I don't.
No?
You don't eat it?
What is it?
Are you vegan?
No. Not at all.
I like Lucas.
I'm like the furthest thing from vegan.
I said, are you vegan? That's just a fucking like, girl. That's just a dessert.
I haven't seen Jen in a long time. Jen has been my friend longer than Angie has been.
Whoa. Why isn't Jen part of Brown Bag? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. You like how I just started to be.
Me and Jen have actually, like, we've done a lot together and we've like, what I love about Jen and she's the homegirls that we probably won't see each other for a long time, but when we see each other, it's like vibes and no one gets their feelings hurt about the other one. You know, some girls, especially, they're like, oh, you haven't talked to me, you haven't texted me. Mm. Jen is not like
we
that.
We literally will ignore each other sometimes, but yeah, then we'll see each other a year later and it's fine.
Yeah. How'd you guys meet?
A red carpet. So Jen worked at Hot New Hip Hop.
Wow.
And I worked at Power. And we did a red carpet for like some one random movie. It was like a Project Kiss, like a Project X type of movie.
Okay, okay.
And
party
I met
vibes
on the red carpet. And since then, we've been friends.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. But I want to talk to you guys about…
For sure, way less than you. But we have a very successful podcast together.
She knows. Jen is probably the most successful out of all of us.
No,
secondly, she also works with the Dodgers.
Yeah, so we're my team.
She works with the Rams.
Next season.
And when she started, she worked with the Bulls. So like she is like vibes. Shout out to her. Shout out to Jen.
Shout out Jen, man.
And then the other day, she did a panel with Jorge. Jorge did like this
Industry Connection
panel, right?
Yeah.
And it's for Hispanic Heritage Month, and Jen is on it. But Jen's Filipino.
Don't tell nobody.
Wow. I was supposed to be the moderator, so technically it wasn't bad, but then someone dropped out last minute, and then they were like, can you be a panelist? I'm like, can you not ask me Latino culture questions?
What part of LA are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
From the Shy.
But I've been here. How long have I been here? 11 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
love Chicago.
Have you ever been to a historic Filipino town?
Once. So is it bad? I'm like the worst Filipino.
No, she's not.
How are you the worst Filipino?
She like sets up Filipino events here. So you're not the worst Filipino.
Mm.
I don't like the most popular Filipino foods.
Oh, like
as much. So like adobo.
That doesn't make you the worst Filipino. I know worse Filipinos.
Do you like Jollibee?
I do. Jollibee's
fire. Jollibee's is okay.
They have really good fries.
Okay.
Jollibee's is fire.
But Jollibee's just like, to Filipinos, it's like, it's kind of like to Japanese people, Yoshinoya is not really food.
The spaghetti
Oh
shit
my
is
God,
fire.
That's real.
I think to everybody, Yoshinoya is
it's like our
food.
Taco Bell.
Yes, or like Chipotle.
Yeah. Okay, so Jen drives really far for food. What's the furthest you guys have ever driven for food? Just
okay,
for food.
What do you mean by like how far?
Like
are you
she made me drive to Vegas before Cane's was out here to try Cane's. And at that time I'm like, why are you gonna drive to Vegas for chicken wings? But
Chicken tenders. 4 hours?
Yeah, but we drove to Vegas.
We went there for something else too though, right?
No.
It wasn't just, there was no way it was. I don't even believe
and
that.
And then she's made me drive to
Buena Park
for a salad.
A really good Caesar salad at Portillo's.
Okay.
Have you guys ever been to Portillo's?
No. I've never been to Portillo's.
We gotta go.
Okay. And we have a debate because Portillo's, it has two L's in it.
Portillo's.
Yeah.
It's not though. She
says it's Portillo's.
It is Portillo's.
Is it
not just because I say
Italian?
It.
Is it Italian?
Yeah, but you also say De Leon.
Yeah, and your last name is De Leon.
It's De Leon. You were definitely conquered by the same people that we were conquered by. So definitely,
we still speak their language.
De Leon, but the farthest I drove to TJ once for tacos.
Oh, that's good.
TJ, you don't know what TJ is? Oh my god,
she's from Chicago.
Leti, stop being your friend.
Tijuana.
Leti,
it's by San Diego. TJ Maxx. She's from Chicago.
Tijuana. Tijuana.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
TJ. TJ is Tijuana.
Yo, did you guys know that?
That's it. Shut up. Leave her alone. Okay.
In London, there was no TJ Maxx. It was a TK Maxx, but it was the same logo.
Oh yeah, literally was the same logo.
It was so weird.
You drove to Portillo's.
Portillo's.
Yeah. For Caesar salad.
Portillo's.
And fries.
Which originated in TJ.
Yeah. TJ created Caesar salad.
And by the way, you want to go have a salad and fries? You might as well have fucking...
No.
So just have the burger.
And for your life's a trip.
They have burgers. They have Italian beefs. But like, I will never buy a salad anywhere, but it's their dressing. Their dressing is like crap.
So we went for the dressing.
And the fries and the chocolate cake.
All right, stop judging my
There's
fucking
There's no point of the salad if you're going to eat chocolate cake.
Look at her. It's okay.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, 4 hours for Raising Cane's is crazy too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I drove to TJ for tacos.
That's good. That's because they have their like actual like their tacos are like what you can only get
Horse
them
meat.
Here. No.
No, I'm just kidding.
How about you, Vic?
What, have I driven far?
Yeah.
Probably to Sonic because you know there's no Sonic
in
LA.
Yeah.
Duarte?
Anaheim. Oh, that's pretty far.
Yeah, but for,
I didn't know there was one in Anaheim
or Fullerton. I don't know.
There's a Sonic in Duarte that I've drove to from LA to Duarte.
That's not crazy.
For a frozen lemonade?
Honestly, like their food isn't great, but it's just good. A lot. You can order like 12 things.
It's only good if you want sponsors.
So if you want to know why we went to Sonic, because they had dropped the pickle shit and one of the homies likes pickles and then I dropped the pickle icy thing and we went.
Oh, that sounds dope. I would go to try it.
Fucking terrible.
Icy pickle?
Yes, they did like this thing.
A pickle icy grip gross.
That sounds gross.
But I
fucking terrible. But their food isn't bad.
What's the furthest you've driven, Maximo?
For food?
Mm-hmm.
Probably TJ. But it wasn't like I drove there for food. It was like a planned trip to go eat.
Yeah.
Like it was like, let's eat.
Let's find something when we get there.
Yeah.
She'll literally be like, hey, I want Portillo's. Let's go. And it's will drive.
At 2 p.m.?
And it's far. Like to me, the OC is far. Like I'm from the San Fernando Valley.
Bro, that shit is far.
OC is hella far.
Bro.
To her, it's not as far because she's from Chicago. So to her, it's like anything is pretty much either far or close.
You have to go to different states sometimes to go eat. In Chicago.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You have to go to different states. You got to go to Indiana. You go to Whiting. You go to different places.
Oh, he has a lot of family in Chicago.
Yeah, White Castle is in Indiana.
I love White Castle.
So whenever I'm at my family's house, they're like, oh, let's go to White Castle. It's not far. It's like 20 minutes. You have to go to Whiting.
Where's your family at?
Like southeast side.
Oh, close.
In Chicago. Yeah. Right by Indiana.
White Castle when I went home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good.
All right.
Yeah, well, Jen, shout out you for being
you. Yeah, shout out you, Jen. Speaking of food, though.
We got food here.
Let's cut to eat some food, okay? We'll take a break.
Can you get a thirst trap of me?
Mm-hmm. That's mango? Crazy.
Don't ever ask me that again.
That's crazy.
Ever.
Yes.
Big June vibes.
Big June vibes.
Yeah, you changed
crazy.
Up, boy.
Crazy. Top boy for real.
Hey. Top boy for
crazy.
Real. What you get? Whoa.
Damn.
Anyways.
No, don't say them. Him.
No.
Shout out Hugo Naturales.
Remember that other fool? I'm gay.
Shout out Hugo Naturales from Huntington Park.
Yes.
Shout out Mama Rosalia.
Mama Rosalia, yes. Sergio and Christian, they came through.
Bought some tortas, some aguachiles, some flan, everything. Bro,
dude,
their tortas were fire.
So good. So good.
Yeah, they even made me a little keto option.
Keto boy.
And then they have a micheladas, which is agua de sandía with like some chamoy in there and like little
that
chunks of sandía.
That looks so bomb.
It's so fire.
Oh, you want to know what's crazy?
You.
Shout out them. Shout out Hugo Naturales. And yes, I am crazy too. Mm-hmm. You say it in the membrane. Yesterday I was at the homegirl Maria's sister's house.
Mm.
And her man, shout out Diego,
he works like transporting like big loads of like different things.
Uh-huh.
And in his house, I saw those keto chips that
you used. Would be?
Yes.
Oh, that's so tight. The and protein
I was like,
chips.
And she was like, he's like, you know those? And I'm like, Letty. I'm like, what's the guy? When I worked at Power, she used to eat them because she was on a keto diet. And yeah. They were like, oh, I'm like, that work? I'm like, bro, you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, Letty. But yeah, I saw those chips.
Oh, so cute.
So shout out to Keto Vibes, man.
So he shout just out buys you for thinking about me.
No.
No, he doesn't.
He works like, so he like transports like different brands, different
oh,
things.
Oh, and that
so,
was one
so,
of the yeah,
he steals them.
And I'm not going to say that. I'm
truck a little bit.
Did you bring any?
Yeah, do you want? I'm asking yeah, for like a box.
That would be tight.
Bro, but so a box is falling off the truck.
Oh my God. He works for a fucking company.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
his own boss, technically.
And sometimes so they have extra. Packages.
Oh, my
and
God.
They lose.
If he loses anything, that means I'm not going to put the homie out there like that. Point is, the homie had the fucking keto chips, and I was like, oh, I know those. And he's like, but everybody was surprised that I knew them.
Oh.
He's like, you know, I'm like, bro, Letty used to eat those shit. And he's like, you like them? And I'm like,
you ate them, fool. You would eat them.
No, yeah. I said, they're not my, I'm not like going to a store and buying them, but they're not bad. Mm-hmm. If they're right there. So shout out those
yeah,
shit.
They're good. Thank you for being nice to my friend.
Oh, Jen?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a very nice girl.
Yeah.
Shout out Jen from
Chicago. A Filipino Chicagoan.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. She could be Oaxacan now that you think about it.
Do you guys think she's from Oblak? Bang, bang.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Okay. But shout out her.
Yeah, shout out her. She's awesome. What are we doing next? Let's talk about these Disney movie memes, okay?
Yes.
Oh, this is my favorite thing on the internet.
So someone
right
at Pixar, what I feel like right now is they're having meetings at Pixar, Disney Pixar, like, what are these Latinos sending us? And why are they all sending us these fake memes?
Who are these people?
Yeah, who are these people? And what is this that they're sending and they're adding our logos to?
Okay.
So they
this
remixed
is legendary
Latino shit, but Disney Pixar vibe to yeah, make it yeah, seem like there would be a movie called Edgar.
Edgar or Yahweh.
Yahweh. Pinch up a neck away.
The iconic story of
La Caída de Edgar.
And if you guys don't know what that is, it's a very legendary video for us Latin people, yeah, as Hispanics. This video has taken over our culture.
Yes.
Has stampled our culture.
Probably one of our first viral videos as yes, a community.
Yeah.
And you guys, this is like Aiden and Silvertooth activities in yeah, back in the day.
You know what's crazy is we were doing our research and it turns out that the dude that shook it wasn't even Edgar's friend.
No.
It was Edgar's cousin's friend. He didn't even know the fool that was
yeah,
shaking.
Yeah, what a dick.
He was and like, I feel like, yeah, go ahead.
No, he was saying that like, he's like, if it was my cousin, it'll be different. Like, that's
but,
my cousin.
Yeah, but it's someone even know I didn't that even fool, know.
Yeah, wey!
Pinche pendejo, wey. Ya, idiota. Also, yeah, Duno, way, would you be the pusher or would you be the faller?
You know what? I'm a piece of shit. Fool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You would do it to someone you don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've definitely like I said, like when, like in high school when there were just people opening their locker barely, I'll just pass by and like close their locker. Like, you know, like,
what a dick.
Or like,
he'll walk by, nerd.
Yeah.
No, or like, I definitely was like, yeah, I was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But like, you know, the food that was.
It's funny. It's comedy.
It's definitely
for
funny.
For the sake of comedy.
For the sake of comedy, okay. I was just doing
it. It was only like, funny to you.
Yeah, I know.
I was definitely like walking in
yeah,
like.
Yeah, because I don't think the Edgar thinks it's funny.
Bro. If we all laughed about this shit, then it was funny.
You know what I trip out on? Because yes, it was the cousin's friend that did the pushing. And then yes, it was Edgar that fell. It was the cousin that uploaded it.
Yes.
And he titled it, La Caída de Edgar. So that he could share it with all his other cousins.
And then it went so
and
viral.
And then it went viral.
And then remember he was like, I think he was talking to his dad. Mm-hmm. And he's like, tell him to take it down. Tell him, we don't know how.
Yes. And then they to took it down.
They tried to take
yeah,
it down,
but it's like after that
it was
been
viral
shared,
already.
Yeah.
There's
bro,
no such thing.
That shit is funny. Yeah. And Disney, you should definitely make a movie about this.
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing.
Because it'll be like the whole adventure. Or like, why were them for just crossing a Rio?
Yeah,
like,
where
that?
Were they? Yeah. I have so many questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
The climax of the movie will be when he falls and then something else. Like
maybe he actually falls in the,
yeah,
in
maybe,
the river and then, oh, they, and then it starts the journey. Yeah.
A magical
to come back.
Land or something?
Yes.
Ah, oh.
Yes, I like yes, it. I'm not mad at that at all.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Canelo shared a post of, and we all fell for it because Canelo posted it.
Fucking yes.
Canelo Studio.
By the way, whoever is like these editors are amazing. Yeah.
Right there, he looks Italian.
No,
he looks like
Italian flag. He looks like Conor McGregor. Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that guy?
But right God, there, you could actually, the next one you could actually tell it's the Mexican
yeah,
flag.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, if they make a movie, a cartoon movie out of Canelo, that shit will be so legendary.
It's so cute. Hey, charge your laptop, whoever is showing the screen, because it's about to die.
But yeah, man, shout out Canelo. And yeah, shout out whoever's doing these, because yeah, like, David, the one of La Monja, you see that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The La Monja one was sick, too.
The La Monja one
and was I was sick. Like, bro, these shits are funny. Yeah, I feel like, you know what? On the way back from London, I was watching Coco.
Yes, I saw it. I was there.
And I was like, bro, they need to make more movies like this. Yeah. They're a piece of shit with.
Yeah.
Terrible friend.
So we no, had every, it was the, cool the, after. The flight on the way back was packed.
Okay, yeah. You guys, on right? The flight there was not packed.
Not packed. Everyone got their own role, all of that good stuff, right? The flight on the way back was packed. And so they sat Maximo by me. I chose my seat. Like I went into the online website, checked. I chose my seat, which was a window seat. And then Maximo was like, oh, I'm the one right next to you. And I was like, ew, because I picked a row that had no other people there. Like I on purpose. But they put him there. And so I'm like, hey, if no one is sitting in the other seat, we can just have like space. We can have a seat between us. Yeah. So we have space. And then he just looks at me because he could see you. I'm by the window. He's more towards the aisle. He's like, Duno wants to come over.
Duno's a big ass kid. Wow. Bro. He's like, I don't want to
sit next to the old people. Yeah. Let me sit with you guys.
Yeah, Duno. He's like, Duno's texting me. No, if nobody comes that he wants to sit next to me. Bro, and then
why are you saying it like, dude, fuck it, we're going to war.
Yeah. Bro, you fucking shake and you're rubbing on my leg. I'm wearing sweats and I'm just getting, my leg is getting
that's
hot.
That's your stupid fault.
You're just like jittery. And okay, I'm like, bro,
and
it
I
is
think
hot,
him knowing
bro.
That. It didn't have to be like that. Like, he literally, like, we had something in between us, but you came and took the space.
Okay, you know why? You know where I fucked up? Because I'm thinking you guys are going to be more fun, right, than Vic?
Just I was about to say, the most ironic part about all of it, I had the role to myself. And I was like, Duno, come here, fuck, Kyle. Like, I'm like,
why
cool.
Why didn't you?
Because he's a dick and he doesn't like me.
No.
Vic slept the whole time. We got drunk.
Yeah. Okay, so let me tell you. Lefty was like, yeah, we're going to kick a fool.
Yeah.
For 6 hours.
No, what happened first of all.
We're going to get drunk on the flight. No. Hell yeah.
What
happened first of all, was they try to make me switch seats. They, Maximo
oh,
tried
yeah,
to make,
try to finesse yeah. her. She my, was not my, going
no,
for
Maximo his. Tried to make me go in the middle so that I was in between both those schools. And I was like, hell no. I chose the window seat because I'm going to knock out.
This is my seat.
Yeah, this is what I chose.
Not yours.
You're not going to make me suffer because Duno decided to switch over and then you wanted more space.
Okay, by the way, I was in like, if I was in a, like, it's still in an IOC, but I was next to like two old ass people and we all know old people like, they're just grumpy, like, but I'm like, I prefer being uncomfortable with the homies than being uncomfortable with
the facts.
But I saw Vic, and when we went to London, Vic knocked out, like, right away, too. I'm like, boring ass, I'm not trying to sit with this food. And then, but fucking Vic had all the snacks, wait.
Oh, yeah.
I had all the snacks. Yeah. I tried to give y'all some. You guys forced me to eat them by myself.
I'm like, Vic, stop throwing them across from people.
Throwing them over the people.
Who gives a fuck? I have good aim. I know what I'm doing.
But I go sit next
to we look reckless.
For sure.
Bro, no, but shout out.
Terry.
Or stewardess. I'm not sure which one is the better.
I think
flight attendant.
Okay. I think she's a flight attendant. But bro, that shit. Okay, so then Letty was like, "Now, Letty, the whole way." Because by the way, we had to walk 15 minutes to our fucking gate.
Letty London airport is crazy.
Letty was like, "Yeah, let's get drunk.
We're getting drunk.
It's lit. It's lit." Yeah. And we're like, "All right,
we're all hype."
Shot Letty on the plane. What?
We should have got kicked out. Admit it.
Mid-flight.
But point is, Letty was like, "Yeah, food. Let's get lit." And we're like, "All right, bet." And we tell Terry, she's like, "You're back." I'm like, "We're back." She's like, all right, this we're going to do it. I'm like,
she was there on the flight.
Yeah, on a flight there for us. Damn.
That was crazy. Did someone step on a dog?
I know. That's what it sounded like.
But point is, we're chilling and Letty knocks out.
Instantly.
And then I'm like,
I can go to sleep anywhere, anytime.
You're also fucking this size. Me and Maximo are like battling. Like, people know the rules. It's like, you're the smallest, you're in the middle.
No, that's not a rule.
That is a rule.
That's a rule. As the smallest. And to everybody in the smallest community, that's something you guys do to make you feel better, but that's not good for us.
I want to let you know the world. I want to let you know that PC never sits by the window.
Okay. By choice or because you force him? Because
he's the smallest one. You know the rules.
Unwritten rule of the
world. I always go to the passenger. I'm the biggest.
No. And see, then you wonder why shorter people have the Napoleon complex and all that.
Because they always have to sit in the middle.
This is my window.
Yeah. And you guys always push us around and you guys are, no, I chose this window seat. I'm going to go to sleep I would.
But it was funny because me and Maxi were like, I was like, we're trying to go to the middle so we have more room, you know? Mm-hmm. And we're like, let's go to the middle. She's like, nope. And I'm like, you stubborn little fucker.
Yep.
And then I was going to go sit with Vic, but I'd be like embarrassed about shit. Like, I just don't want to walk to people and shit like that.
And then by that time, some old lady came and sat there. She's like, can I sit here? I was like, fuck, dude, I had the whole road to myself. Now you're stupid ass.
So then, you went, and then, bro, me and Maximo just got lit.
Oh, yeah. And you guys are fake homies, by the way. because apparently she went to go ask for me. Terry, she watched the pod and she's like, "Where's Rosecrans Vic?" And you she guys did. Didn't. You guys didn't tell her where I was.
We did.
No, she was
like, "He's over there sleeping. Yeah, yeah. You got your mouth open.
You just point. You he's over there. What the fuck does that
your
mean?
Your mouth was wide open.
That
sleeping.
Could mean anybody. So no. What? Yeah.
And then
you guys are fake homies. Fake. Right there. Give him a wine. He loves wine.
Yeah. No, bro.
You don't
bro.
Love wine.
So you guys
you
hella wine. Drank wine.
You guys are gatekeeping.
Bro, me and Maximo got drunk as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yo, we chugged one and we're like, "Yo, are you feeling it?" He's like, "I'm feeling me too."
No,
I wasn't.
No, it was funny because at some point, me and Maximo felt like we're the only ones up and we're just chopping it up, like just clowning. And then Terry walks by, she's like, and I'm like, "Oh, yeah, whatever he gets." By the way, you guys, Maximo mixes Coca-Cola with wine. I don't know why.
Sick
yeah.
Fire.
Sick
red wine. Takes the edge off.
Bro, Letty just know. Hey, I woke up and I was like, and we just started drinking. And then she, and then, you know, so we don't have the trash there because you don't have enough room to like, it's not like you can put your trash somewhere. Yeah. We're like, "Hey, fool, let's move this shit and get another one." But we took two, like, she gave us two big, like, we took like three cups back to back. I was lit watching Casino. Yeah, I was like, "This stupid motherfucker, get over that dumb ginger bitch."
Oh, you were watching it.
Fucking Ginger's a whore.
She's a super whore.
She's a fucking total scumbag, fool. But yeah, I was watching it. And then we woke up and Letty was like, and then Letty had all the energy.
Yeah.
And she was like,
"Once I take my nap, I'm like, what's up?"
And then we're kicking it. And then, yeah, I'm about it. But that's
yeah, we were kicking. I wanted you guys to wake up. You guys were both
like,
sleeping.
"Let's talk." I'm like,
"Let's talk."
Yeah. She's like, "I got energy now. I want to talk."
Dude, like, it's funny because I look at the thing and we're barely like over, like,
yeah.
I'm going to say like
Canada.
Like, yeah, like Canada.
There's like 4 hours left.
And then Letty's like, "Yeah, nah, that shit's going to be lit." Like, and I'm. We're yeah. not, and I wake up again and she's still thinking. She sees me open my eyes a little bit. I'm like,
"Yeah, little like, assholes. They were fake sleeping, so I don't think
no,
so."
But, bro, and then we seen you the whole time, mouth open, pause.
Yeah.
I took a ZZZ coil, I took melatonin.
You're just out.
I was just out. I was bored. I was
and you woke up and had one more
and
cup.
And then I was watching Goblet of Fire. Oh, so good. And yeah. We're like telling this fool that I was watching Goblet of Fire and I was asking Duno all the questions.
And I was in and out of sleep in between, so I would wake up and then they
and I was like, "Professor McGonagall?" And I was like, "Who is this? Oh no, who did he go to the dance with?" And
yeah, that like, shit was, bro, a fly would tell you like, poor about, cause I'm like a bro, like, that's like, why I hate like being like, him,
like he's fidgety.
I swear to God, my right leg was like
hard.
Steaming hot. Mm. From his fucking friction of just moving. I'm like, bro, wearing sweats too.
He likes you.
But shout out his shoulder. I ended up falling asleep on this fool's shoulder.
He's comfy?
That fool fucking, bro. I woke up and I'm like, "What's up, motherfucker?"
Because
I tried it and he moved. What a piece of shit on. What a dick. But bro, the flight, that shit was 10 hours. But that makes
I think it's funny how Duno so sleeps.
How do I sleep?
Oh, I heard how you sleep.
Yeah, he puts the pillows on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
And, he, like,
and I just put my
forward.
Head forward. Yeah.
Like, different people sleep differently. Like, Max is like this. I'm, like, on the window. And then Duno's, like, forward.
Bro, it's because, bro, I'm trying to get comfortable. Yeah. But when you're on the aisle, you're, like,
yeah. So
they always, like, wake you up for some reason. Like,
oh, yeah.
Somebody taps you, hits your arm and shit. I was just like, bro,
yeah.
It's over with. But, yeah, I feel like Letty should have been a team player and got in the middle. But she was.
No. I was singing by myself.
And she was like, "Nah, fuck you, fool. Yeah. I'm
out of
here."
Out of all the times I'm a team player, this is okay for me for a 10-hour flight to choose me.
That shit was funny as fuck. But yeah, we're Mexicans. Man. We're a bunch of beans.
We are a
in
bunch
London.
Of beans.
Shout out us.
Yeah, shout out to the Latinos in Londres.
Yeah.
Shout out
also, Brown Pride. Brown. Speaking of.
Hey, shout
out to
the fools and Medicina.
All right, Vic, you saw this first and you sent it to the chat.
Yeah, so this is super dope. I originally, like, they have an Edgar-ish cut, but I know they're not Edgars.
They're not
by
Edgars,
definition.
For sure, yeah.
But shout out to these two law-abiding citizens right here. Mm-hmm. They're going to UCLA.
They're studying medicine.
Yeah, they're studying medicine.
Jesus.
Sorry.
With the journey of two first-generation college students who, against all odds, are on the path to becoming doctors. They call themselves the Fools in Medicine, and they become a social media
I love that.
Yeah.
Carlos Cuana has the story in tonight's All Good News.
We're two fools. Thousands of scientists are showing up to the Fools in Medicine.
All right, shout out them, man. Shout out the Fools in Medicine, man.
It's cool. They're not nerds.
They're not
nerds. And it's like, I'm sure there
well,
other people
nerds.
Are going to see them. They're, yeah, but they're like, they look cool.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like
they're cool looking nerds.
Because like, we know like some Latinos that have gone and on to be doctors and shit. You know they're nerds. Like, yeah,
I don't know any.
Who could get methamphetamine isn't a doctor, Vic.
Well, yeah.
It's a scientist.
I mean, scientist. Yeah. Whatever.
I see like a whole movie after them. Like, you know, like the Disney Pixar is going to be after those movies. Is going to be the Fools in Medicine.
I just love that they had the lady from ABC say Fools in Medicine.
Fools in Medicine. Yeah.
That was like the
for
best
that
part.
Alone, yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm like, this is what I'm thinking, right? Because my mom, what we do as professionals and shit like that, my mom thinks I could just call anybody. Like my mom, like, oh yeah, Gloria Trevi va estar aquí. Can you like interview her? I'm like, mom. That's not the way that works. Yeah. So imagine these fools.
What?
For imagine their fucking grandpa back hurt. Oh, mijo, arreglale la espalda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, they're that's not the way that works.
A lot of free work.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they're gonna, he's gonna have to set up like a home clinic.
What area of medicine do you think that they are gonna be experts in?
Food.
They're gonna be podiatrists?
Yeah, podiatrists.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they're
a word?
They're gonna be foot doctors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Foot doctors.
Food.
Food. Oh, I definitely met up. What is it called?
Podiatrist.
Podiatrist. When I got shot.
Oh.
A podiatrist checked my bones in my foot. And was like, you're gonna be okay, but if you want us to take out the whole bullet, we gotta take off your... And then he had a name for my big toe.
Yeah. What if you... What?
I don't know. That fool used a big word. Like, I didn't know these cars were phalanges.
You took it out?
Yeah.
No, Dick, I have my big toe still. If not, I'll be unbalanced.
Oh,
no, the bullet.
No, some of the fragments are still there.
Oh, wow. That's what I meant.
You want to feel it?
Feel it.
No wonder you're talking fragments.
No, no, on the other side. In the bottom of the right there. Pinch it. Like this.
Okay.
Go like this.
Hey, listen.
Doesn't hurt.
Let's say you walk into the...
And these fools are the doctor.
You walk in for a physical.
Oh, and they're supposed to check my balls?
Yeah, he has to check. You have to cough.
I'm gonna walk in like, no mama's way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring the other fool. Yeah.
For wearing West, we're not fucking the county jail. Hey,
no, they
cough
make you
quick.
Cough.
Oh, when they put the thing behind your back?
No, boys, don't they make you guys cough in
they
in
just put like the little
no.
They put the little sound thing on your back and go like cough if you like you're breathing right or your lungs are
oh,
right.
Oh yeah, no, they check your breathing. But even down there, for the boys they do that?
I don't
maybe
think,
when you're younger, I don't think I've done that.
Think about
as an adult.
When they make you pick up your balls, squat, and cough.
Oh, I don't mean all of that.
That's when you... Nah, they've never made me cough anywhere.
Good. Have you gone to get a physical?
Yeah.
What happens in the physical?
Back there?
For a physical, they make you... They make your blood work. Mm-hmm. I think you get your blood work. They check your weight, your height. They check, like, if you, like...
Do guys have what girls have as gynecologists? Like, do we have gynecologists, which is all about the little chiva area.
Uh-huh.
Do guys have...
Ball doctors?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think there should be some type of ball doctor.
They tell you to...
That's what you guys are missing.
They feel your testicles and then you feel any...
Whoa.
Like,
what? Why is over here?
They tell you to feel your testicles.
Like Randy Marsh
and then if you feel...
They tell you?
Like they tell us to feel your testicles and then you feel like any like weird
any lumps?
Bumps or lumps. That's when you
okay,
bring
let's
it
say
up.
You feel a weird lump.
Then we fucking let them know. Let
yeah,
and then these
love.
Guys walk in the room.
Oh. Hey, homie, you're good?
Yeah.
Ooh, you got lumpy
number.
Balls or what?
Yeah,
I don't know
balls.
How I feel about them fools like having the troca. Like I feel like if you're a doctor, you should be driving like a Prius.
Oh my gosh.
They have mamalonas and shit.
They have mamalonas. Yeah.
They skirt off after work.
They drive into the hospital with Peso Pluma in the radio.
Do your guys doctors check your vagina and your physicals?
Girls doctors? Yeah. We have to take pap smears. Well, pap smear is like they stick something and they go test it to make sure that we're good.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. I don't think
and then
the guys
when you're
is
pregnant,
out.
It's always down there like to check how the baby's forming on that.
A lot
stuff.
Of maintenance.
Oh, shit.
We got a lot of maintenance. So it's weird to me that for our maintenance, you guys are just like, hey, what's up? You doing good? Yeah, I'm good. All right, cool.
No, you said, check your balls. Check your...
Like you straight food? Yeah, straight.
Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah.
We're good.
What about you guys knowing that sooner or later, one day, you're going to have like a colonoscopy?
Oh, the butt thing?
Yeah.
With the finger?
No. I don't know what that is.
Whoa.
That's the thing.
You got a finger in your butt?
Yeah. No, you have to get somebody...
I don't know.
LB, you're old. Let me know. It's a thing. It's a thing. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what
to
call it.
But you got it.
I haven't got it.
It's not your finger. It's not a finger.
No,
it's a
he's
thing.
He's not old, bro.
It's a thing.
Ooh. I thought it was like a tube.
No, but you have to do a test.
A colonoscopy.
It's similar, but it's...
Yeah, that's all guys have to have that
camera.
Sooner or later.
That's where they send like the camera down your butt or whatever, right?
I don't know. I just know guys, when you're old, you have to do that shit.
There's a thing where you have to like test it. So when you're above 40, they have to do some
like,
sort of
we
test.
We as women have to look forward like, oh, we got to give birth. You guys, that freaking hole's got to go up our,
yeah.
up our ass.
One
that's
day.
Watch, it's a test. Hold on.
Anyway, shout out to Food and Medicine.
Cool or culo? Okay, some people over in Japan love our music. They love Valentin Elizalde so much so that they've actually translated his song into Japanese, and it sounds like a vibe. Check this out. Yeah, they translated it, sing his, it, bro. His. They translated his lyrics.
Come on, sing it, man. The lyrics are right there.
That has to be AI.
They did this with AI,
That has to, because it's his voice.
It sounds so good. All right, go pause it.
All right, stop it.
By the way, great fucking song.
Yes.
And I like how they put Goku and Valentina Elizalde in the same photo. Yeah. Yeah, they translated his song into Japanese, fool.
Yeah. It sounds so good. That's the thing. When I first heard it, I'm like, is that his real song or is it AI? No, it sounds incredible.
Yeah.
I just love that like our culture spreads like further and further.
Why I know in Japan the cholo culture has always been big out there.
Huge.
Yeah. Like huge. I remember like with the Mystical Ponies and them, they used to travel out there and just fucking go to big ass shows.
Super huge.
And
low riding culture is huge.
The low riding, the tattoo culture.
Yeah.
Even like the style of dressing with like the high socks, the Dickies.
We went, it was crazy. When I went to go see Santa Fe Clan at the Belasco, was it last year? I went with my mom. There was like a group of like foreigners that were there to see that perform.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, bro. He's like, and they love Psycho Round.
Ooh.
Like, and I was like, oh, that's fucking dope. That's super crazy. That's fire though.
By the way, you know how we're having the debate about Peso Pluma a couple episodes ago?
Yeah.
About like what's his name versus like the band name?
Yeah.
And we're like looking at the different references. Someone actually hit it on the head with, it's like Santa Fe Clan. We think the guy is Santa Fe Clan. They're all Santa Fe Clan.
Yeah, they're all Santa Fe Clan.
Yeah.
He's Angel from Santa Fe Clan. But like he took on the name because it's like, he wasn't even the first one or the oldest member. He's probably like one of the newer or youngest ones.
He's like the face of it.
He's the face.
Ooh, or like Limp Bizkit.
No, because I know Fred Durst.
Yeah, but like secondary.
I knew Limp Bizkit as the band.
You knew the other members?
No, I knew it as the band. When I said Limp Bizkit, I thought of the band. I didn't think of a person.
I thought of him, and then I found out that his name was Fred Durst, like, after.
Yeah.
But I was young. So.
But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out the Japanese, man.
Yes.
Is it cool or cooler? It's cool as fuck.
Super cool. Yeah. Cool as fuck. Super fucking cool.
All right, let's get into Rate the Ram Flam.
Rate the Ram Flam. Rate the Ram Flam.
All right, we have a few Ramflas that we want to show off, and so we're going to rate them. And then I also have a celebrity Ramfla at the end of it all, okay?
A celebrity Ramfla.
Yeah, celeb Ramfla. Okay, these are all user submitted. It's a fool that's on a motorcycle, but also has roller skates on, roller blades on.
Okay, the homie's on 10 wheels right now.
He's on a lot of wheels.
Oh, shit.
That is not safe, bro.
It's not safe.
Fucking suicidal.
Yabba dabba doo, head ass.
Bro, what if he wants like the head start with the motorcycle and then when he gets off, he's still going?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, he wants to ride the motorcycle like this.
You know what it is? And you know what it is? He probably gets cramps. And like if his legs are like sitting back, like how people ride their motorcycles.
Oh, how they ride their bikes.
So he probably rides his motorcycle like that.
But he also can't dangle his legs because it might get hurt on the road. Exactly. So he got motorcycle legs. He got roller skates.
He got Duno airplane legs.
Oh, wait, it says right there.
What?
He's disabled and the skates help him keep the bike up when he stopped.
I posted a photo outside of the Chivas America game and there was like a guy pushing a cart saying what's up. And then there's so many comments. They're like, that's me. That's actually my cousin. That's actually so-and-so. And it's like, no, you're liars.
That's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. But if he is handicapped, shout out to him for being creative.
Bro, he's not handicapped. There's no handicap placard anywhere on his
shit. Yeah, I don't think he can ride a bicycle.
And I mean, why would you ride a motorcycle if you're handicapped?
Yeah, I don't think he can.
Because then if you crash, you won't feel it.
No. What do we rate this? What do we rate this?
You gotta have two tragic accidents.
Hurry up so we can move
10
on.
10 for 10 wheels.
Yeah, 10 for 10 wheels.
I give it cool too.
It's not cool or culo.
Oh, shit. I give it a 10.
Okay, next. Next round, blah. Okay,
whoa,
another motorcycle game.
I like this.
Oh,
okay,
that's
this is for sure
dope customization.
Wow, it's half motorcycle, half truck.
Yo, that's
for the
so
ladies.
There's a truck
convenient bed
that's on the motorcycle. Yes.
That's fine.
I like this. Shout out this fool. Shout out him being creative. Because if, let's say he gets extra more creative and puts some fucking, takes off the top of the bed, right? Like the truck bed. And you put some seats back there, some seat belts.
Yeah.
We're rocking and rolling. We outside like you, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. I just see my kids jumping around back there. And I always think of those overhead views of like the people in the work trucks that are laying down on the bed. It's like they could chill back there.
That's what I'm saying.
This would be dope. Imagine that they had like a taxi cab kind of service like this in Mexico. Yeah. I would love that.
Or it'd be cool if the back turned into like a little camp, like a little room.
Ooh,
so then you can just
pull over a camper.
Ooh.
I'm not mad at it, but I don't love it as much as the 10-wheeler thing. So I'm going to give it like a 7 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Okay. I'm going to I'm going to give it like a 7.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about like…
Yeah.
Like this was probably driving somewhere in Alabama.
Yeah, facts.
And you know, maybe we can't bump into Bluma while we're driving. Yeah. But I still like the creativeness. Yeah. And it's not ugly. It's not like, oh, like… So we're still clowning on this food, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Okay, and next up is a celebrity ramfla. It is the ramfla of… Is this Ben Simmons?
Oh, Devin Booker.
Devin Booker's ramfla that he pulls up to his games in, which is pretty tight, you guys, not going to lie.
That's fire.
Wow.
Shout out Devin Booker because he's a huge car guy.
And he's half Mexican, right?
He is, but also he's from the Detroit area.
Okay.
And you know, that's big car culture over there too.
Damn, that's so tight.
I'm guessing both of his, you know, Mexican side and Detroit side combined. And he's big into cars, and this is fire.
That is tight. It needs a paint job, or is it supposed to be like that?
I think that's how he wants it.
Yeah.
Like, kind of rustic look.
But he has crazy car collection.
Yeah. So this is just the latest one that he pulled up to his games in.
And you know what? Devin Booker, you need to have, like, Mr. Cartoon design your next, like, shoe or something. Because that'll be fire. Because he understands the culture. Like, I think, like, even though, obviously, like, you know, he's an NBA player, he would probably raise… more on his black side. But Latinos, if you come in braces over here, we're going to love you forever. We don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I figure out what kind of car is that?
He's going to be a Lakers soon.
It's a Chevy.
Yeah, no, but like what kind of car?
I think it's a truck. But they dropped it. They probably cut the springs and then put like low pros on it. So it
that's just fire though.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10 just because he's not a Laker yet. Yeah. But like when he's a Laker, it'll be 10
out of
10.
He'll be a Laker. I want to say like in 2 years.
Damn, you think when he's a Laker and he pulls up in his cars, all the other… Like LeBron has to step his car game up.
Oh, LeBron will be gone by then. Off the team.
He's not going to be a Laker, guys. Sorry.
He is.
Devin's not going to be a Laker?
Bro, I think he'll be a Laker.
You said he's going to be a Laker soon.
He's a
Kobe
disciple.
So you say LeBron's going to be out soon?
Like in 2 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the thing is, okay, so right now, obviously he has a really good team with them, with the Suns. He has KD. Bradley Beal, and then he has KD. But there's no leadership on that team, so it's going to fold. It's going to implode. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be like the Nets a couple seasons ago. And then LeBron is going to play another year or two because, you know, he's in really good condition right now. But after that, AD is going to need a partner. And he's still only going to be like 27, 28. Perfect time. Come to Lakers. Come home, baby.
And guess what? And guess what? They went to Kentucky together.
Kentucky. Yes, exactly.
There's fried chicken there.
Yeah.
Because you know how like even with the Laker players and just basketball players, they show their outfits or them walking in?
Yeah, the tunnel.
The photos are going to start even earlier, like from when they pull in.
Oh. Everybody's going to have to step their car game.
Yep.
Right. Bro, this and I can only imagine like let's say it does come. All the lower clubs are like, yeah, fool, let's go. Welcome this fool.
Yes.
Oh, and that'd be tight.
And fool, Mexican, don't, huh?
Yeah.
Vic's dad's going to be right there with his car club?
Stylistics.
Hell yeah.
Zash.
Speaking of Latino athletes, shout out to Caleb Sanchez.
Yay.
Hey.
Shout out Caleb.
Yeah.
They smoked them.
Bosco beat…
Modern day.
Wow, they beat the number one…
Left them at zero.
Yeah. And Caleb Sanchez, who's half Filipino, half Mexican. Salvadorian. Half Filipino, half Salvadorian. He's the one that kind of like led the charge for Bosco as far as quarterbacks.
The charge, man. Shout out his pops.
You were there.
I was there. I went. His family welcomed me with open arms. Like, that's literally stood with his dad and uncle the whole game.
No way.
Wow. Yeah, and the whole family. And it was like a gang of them. It was Salvadorians on one side and then like the Filipinos. And he had like…
You met his mom?
Everybody.
What? How's his mom?
His mom was like super anxious. She was like, I'm nervous. I can't watch the game. Aww. I can't watch the game. And it was really cool just seeing like how much of his family was there. And then after, you saw little kids run up to him asking for his autograph. And it was just really dope to
see. That's hella dope.
Where'd he go to college?
Undecided
I don't know. He has some offers, but I don't know which ones.
Yeah. He's a senior?
He's a senior.
Yep.
And he hasn't decided?
This is first year starting.
He's getting a lot of offers too.
Oh, it's his first year starting.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
And for what he's doing out the first year.
Shout out him, right?
Yeah.
Shout out him. But
and who knows?
I don't think it's his bad that it's his first year starting. I think it's the school's bad.
Yeah. But is he getting the looks?
Yes.
Yes.
They just beat Modern Day.
I mean,
they
beat him. But what I'm saying is like, he also surrounded by really great players.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. What I'm saying is like, Or is he being overlooked, or you think
no, his stats are really good.
I think he's just new.
Yeah, but he only has 1 year.
A lot of
it's going to be scary for colleges to really reach out.
Yeah. But they're going to see his potential off of that 1 year.
Mm-hmm. And he has a size,
and he's going to be fresher.
Intangibles.
I'm just saying.
And the thing is, too, now with the transfer portal, where he goes first might not be where he ends up later. He might go to like a smaller school at first, potentially, then end up at like a Washington or a
Well, because they were just number 9, and when they won this game, they're either 2 or 3 now. So his rank, like his value goes up.
Oh, yeah. And then what he does in CIF, we'll see.
Yeah. Do your shit, man.
Apague los frijoles.
Shout out Caleb Sanchez and the family, man.
Shout out,
everybody.
Okay,
Armando,
and big
everybody.
Up Angie. Get over here, baby girl.
Sobresala,
Angie.
Sobresala.
Angelica. 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 Angie. Angie. Angie.
We all heard the new Bad Bunny, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys like it? Are you guys still listening to it right now?
No.
You know what?
Okay, yeah. It's
nothing growing on me.
You didn't like it because everyone was really excited that it was Trap Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Offset's album is better than Bad Bunny's album. And Drake's album. Offset's album is better than Drake's album.
Offset's album is really good.
Better than Drake's album.
Yeah.
I mean, Drake's album.
I feel like it was like the hype coming out and then it came out and then it's just like,
I'm going to revisit it soon, but right now I'm not stuck.
You know what it is? This is all Bad Bunny.
Yeah, this is Trap Bad Bunny.
This Bad Bunny with the eye.
Kind of.
This Bad Bunny with the eye.
Why?
That was just rich and super famous now.
Yeah, and now he's dissing everyone.
He's like a villain now.
Yes. That's what I'm going
to
get into.
That's right, perrito. Come from the trenches. That's what you're supposed to do. Do what? It up. This is like him when he was rapping with Arcanel. Yeah. He was talking that shit.
He was dissing people?
Yeah.
When he was coming out, Bad Bunny's old music videos with Arcanel, they in the slums of Puerto Rico.
Okay, that's one thing, but dissing people.
Yeah, he was doing it then.
Who
he was throwing shots. I think back then, probably like the locals around him and shit like that.
He was
just doing like ghetto shit. Like, you know, like.
No, being ghetto and doing the hood shit, all of that's different than dissing people.
No, what I'm saying is, Dan, fucking, that's the energy he came with. That, but that's what I'm saying.
Because like, this reminds me more of Drake. And Drake, to me, is not really gangster. It's just dissing.
No.
And a lot of name dropping. That's what he did like a lot in this album.
But I think he reached the level that he wanted to be at to do that. Like, he's like, I'm bigger than everybody now.
But I don't like that he dissed J Balvin. Like, that was unnecessary.
All right, let's get into it.
The Karol G diss is
He said he wanted to make out with Tokisha. Karol G.
Wait, he just dissed JLP?
Yes.
What'd he say?
On Telefono Nuevo.
It's a reach, but I'm with you.
Because he said on that song, he said, who wears, can you click on it, Jose?
This part.
So 2024, you can pause it. So 2024, who the hell wears Psycho Bunny?
And then,
Psycho Bunny
is a brand. So then JLP did.
What's Psycho Bunny?
It's a brand.
Bad Bunny used to wear it a lot.
No. Okay, I got you.
Because I've seen it in Puerto Rico.
Where the real Bison is right here.
Well, I know what lyric he's referring to.
Okay, so Puerto Rican.
Yes, but he's dissing our people.
So Psycho Bunny, Narcos love it. It's kind of like one of those things that we're like, it's the brand. But JLP talked about it. And Psycho Bunny.
That's exactly where he started.
And then, so he's like, it's 2024. Who the fuck with Psycho Bunny? But the
first of all, it's 2023.
Next year. He's talking about next year. Like,
he's definitely dissing him then.
Yes.
I think he's trying to diss.
Throwing shade.
Because also
not
that
just
song,
him,
that's
but
what,
almost like
everybody.
The region, like,
that's
kind of like
Fresa,
the region.
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's Tecueme.
Oh, Tecueme.
Yeah.
So
sure?
he should be aware of that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecueme, yeah. Because they're probably one of his competition in that round when it comes to
just
mentioning the region, but Latin and the charts.
Yeah. For sure.
Psycho Bunny. What if that's the reason why? What if Bad Bunny's the reason why Fuerza Regida was not nominated for Grammys? Latin Grammys.
I don't know.
He has that type of power.
Was Bad Bunny nominated?
Yeah.
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 Nah, just those people don't know anything.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we have that problem, like we said, every year with the Grammys.
Bro. Yeah. But he's definitely throwing shit. I paid attention to this one because I'm a.
If it's
huge...
one thing I've learned from like watching a bunch of stories about Narcos, is you don't diss them.
No, you don't. You don't. But
you'll F around and find out. Because, it's that chart.
So they dissed. So, okay, let's just say, right? He dissed Fuerza Regida.
No, let's just say he did.
Okay, he did.
He did, literally, to JLP.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, don't say I think.
I don't know any other song that says Psycho Bunny. Like, and in the charts and mainstream, like that. So essentially, that's repping it, right?
Fuerza Regida got a go come back home.
This is like similar to back in like the Mr. 90s where there was only so many so many rappers.
This is Bape.
And it was like, you're always talking to somebody in the realm, right? Mm-hmm. This reminds me of that.
No, it's like if you mention a certain thing, you know the exact person you're talking
about. Yeah.
You don't have to say anything. You
know, like if I were to say something about Fendi, I know that freaking Nicki always wears Fendi, so I'm dissing her or whatever. Yeah. You know who's attached to certain brands.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. And Psycho Bunny, we know that for JOP.
Exactly.
So if he says, who the fuck is wearing Psycho Bunny still?
Damn. Imagine they just sacred maximum. What are you doing if they just sacred?
Thank you.
Thank you for the shout out. Thank you.
Okay, but this is one which I think
that's
this,
one of
probably
them.
The most surprising one, right?
It is a very shocking one. The one that
was shocking.
No, yeah. Because I did not want to believe it. When he says, not on this one. So on the diss track, it's Vuelve Candy B. Mm-hmm. That's where he's saying, you can click on it, Jose. Mm-hmm. That's where he's saying, like, I'm from Puerto Rico, where the real bichotas are from.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that really a diss, though?
Yes. Who else uses bichotas?
Okay, can I clarify
where the term came from?
Yeah, no. Can I also insert just my take off disses and hip hop and all of that? The subliminals are perfect because they make people say, was that really? Or is it a reach? It's like their way of dissing someone, but also saying, keeping their hands clean.
Without taking accountability.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So it's not a direct where he says, I don't like Karol G, but he's going to diss her in a way where we're all like, is he dissing her? But he's not. But she actually isn't Puerto Rican. But so it's like, this is where subliminals thrive. This is like top tier Drake shit. This is why Drake, Jay-Z is a subliminal artist. He'll say something about you, but then he could also be like, that wasn't about you. Oh, but if the shoe fits,
wear it.
But if you feel bad, then just wear it or whatever.
It starts a conversation.
Yeah, but also it's like, it makes it more like you're bad versus me actually showing you like I pulled the trigger on you. It's like, so it definitely feels like a, because we all know Karol G as La Bichota.
Yeah, La Bichota. Right. And Karol G. Bichota is the original word.
Bichota season.
Bichota is the original word that came from Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And Karol G has acknowledged saying, like, you know what? That word Anuel taught it to me. Like, I know that's a Puerto Rican song. I mean, word that Anuel.
And Anuel is Puerto Rican. And Anuel is Puerto Rican. Man who called her Bichota.
Yeah. And so
and she embraced it fully.
Yeah. She flipped the Bichote and put it as Bichota and pretty much created the
and
own
And then
that
buddy was like.
But it's like, why does Karol G of all people fool?
I'm going to tell you why.
Because she's Colombian?
Present.
Yeah, you're hanging out with Arcángel way too much. That part.
Oh. All right,
that's it. You don't think so? I didn't want to believe it.
Fuck it. Do your shit, Bad Bunny. But you know why? I feel like he's doing this because I feel like it's like in a, like.
He's playing the media game.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't need to. Like, don't go after Karol G. And then have her man on that album.
Dang,
and still sample her on the beginning of that song.
Well, we don't know if that's her man either.
I think he's trying to solidify that he's like the biggest Latin artist.
He's letting his nuts hang.
Yep.
But goes
putting
after
the shit
a
on the table, like, yo.
If anything, they should have collabed.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm saying I did not want to believe it because I'm like, you have her man on that album, on Perro Negro. You have that
X-Men. We don't know if they're still together.
Well, I mean, after this, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably not like, oh my God, you ran an album?
Yeah.
And you didn't tell me
you
he
guys were
me?
Partying together? You
he
didn't
was,
hear
he was
it?
At the
you
album
sampled
listening.
Me?
He was
yes,
at the album
they were
listening.
Partying together.
Rico.
Yeah. Shout out Fade.
All right, now this one.
Oh, gosh.
All right, but let's go to this one right here.
All right, but the one that everyone was talking about right away was the diss to J Balvin, which I was like, why? This part.
What did he say?
He says, like, I've been with the same ones. Like, since
with my day ones.
With day ones, I'm not everybody's friend like J Balvin.
Yeah.
J Balvin caught a strip for no reason.
That was his last bar on the song.
So it was just like the...
Como Balvin, like, boom.
What did J Balvin say?
J Balvin responded back, and he was just, like, in shock, saying, like, you know what? This is not the person that I know of. We make great music.
You changed, bruh.
He looks hurt, huh?
Cry.
Of course.
Because, pause it.
So what he said is, like, you know, like, I don't understand it, but the guy I know, the Bad Bunny I know, is a good guy.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why he's doing this, but...
And then he answered and says, you know what? I wish him well. I wish his album sells out. Like, things like that. Just being positive. Being J Balvin. Because again,
he
did not expect that.
He's a good artist and all this. Yeah, he was just... Mm-hmm. He took the high road, really.
I feel bad for J Balvin, honestly.
Yeah.
He's been taking... Like, he's been, honestly, like...
Going through
after
it.
The Residente thing, Yeah. It looks like the whole like Latin scene
kind of flipped on him.
Flipped on him.
Well, it's because look, fool. At the end of the day, you knew what you were doing. Like, bro, fool, Calle 13, fool. Like that was a road that you should have never took. No matter
what, he didn't take it.
He didn't start it.
He said something about the Grammys, and then Calle 13 came in. Residente came in.
So
he didn't start beef with Residente.
Yeah.
No, he didn't start it, with the Grammys. But he egged it on. And then when he did the hot dog merch.
He egged it on. He probably tried to flip it.
Yeah.
Which anyone would want to do.
Right. But you also, unfortunately, he has to realize like the
J Balvin's not Puerto Rican, right?
No, J Balvin's Colombiano.
Okay. But then.
So it feels like Bad Bunny is going against a lot of the Colombians because Karol G's Colombian.
Yeah, but Faith's Colombian.
Is Colombian.
So. But you know what it is too? That is kind of like one of those. It's kind of one of those things where, behind the scenes, we all know that Residente is like OG to all of them, right? Whether he's the biggest artist or not, right? Which humongous.
Mm-hmm.
He's also Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And I feel like when the wave was being paid, when somebody was putting off of Puerto Ricans, it was in. Mm-hmm. So to the Anuels, to all of them fools, he's their legend.
OG. Yeah.
So no matter what he does, whether he was right or wrong, we're gonna take this fool's side. So right or wrong, he's. This is our OG right here.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the rest of these fools.
Mm-hmm.
You fools are Colombian. You fools probably think you're better than us because, you know, like whatever situation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's kind of similar to like
agreed.
Us.
And
like,
that's all. But if I have a personal relationship with you, which Bad Bunny did and made albums with you and has praised you and said like,
album.
You know,
great album.
He's the one that when no one was looking at me, he was checking for me. He was propelling me to the mainstream. Because Residente didn't do that for Bad Bunny.
Nope.
J Balvin brought him into the pop culture. So if he does that for you, that's why this fool's tripping. He's like, I understand that they can't like maybe publicly support me, but they don't also have to publicly diss me.
No, they're all different points of view, so I get him, but it is, and I totally forgot they had a great album together.
La Canción is one of my favorites.
I had sex with that song the first day I heard it.
I don't know how that.
The first time I heard it, I fucked to it. I was like, dude, I gotta fuck to this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You paused it?
To your ex or something?
You know what's crazy about? Is I think when Bad Bunny had that whole phone throwing situation, remember we were like, dude, something's up with him. Like, he's probably going through something. And this feels like what he created while he was going, I still feel like he's going through something.
Yeah.
Like, he's not in his
first.
It's the curse!
And he also said, like, no curse works on me or whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it a buck. When I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, we're going to get a little winner album. Mm-hmm. That's what I was feeling, like, Coda vibe. Yeah. Like kind of like that album he had with J Balvin.
Yeah.
I was expecting that album.
Mm-mm.
We got this Mamada, which is good. I feel it. And you know what? Like, Deep Poet in them, he works with a lot of, like, Salvadorans in them, and they like trap Spanish music. Yeah. Bro, they love it.
It's not bad, but it's just...
Not what we're used to, and we did not like any of the disses
it's
that
not,
he needed.
It's not on him. But Bad Bunny, let's be honest, fool. You had already figured out your recipe. You weren't booming when you were doing the trap shit.
Yeah.
No.
You were booming when you took this route, and it was amazing. And you didn't have to be scandalous.
But even in the lyrics and overall, he has said that this album isn't really for anybody. He doesn't care who this album
it's
is for.
Him.
Yeah. It's for him.
Yeah,
He wanted to get it off his chest.
Every project... Like hope, like understanding, like if you don't like it, at least I like it. But as they should, it's music. But then you didn't keep it in your library for a reason.
True.
You didn't keep it in your house for a reason. Yeah. You send it to the world.
Fact. And you know what I'm thinking too? That they're going to interview him and he's going to be like, nah, for those songs are old.
Yeah.
Like they're old songs.
That's not what I meant. You guys are taking it out of context. That's what he's going to say.
What this showed me is that I'm not a real Bad Bunny fan because I'm definitely a fan of that one album. Verano Sin Ti, I was fucking bumping the fuck out of that. So for me and all the rest of the people that jumped on there, or maybe for like the hits like Perea Sola and all that stuff, to hear this, I'm like, all right, where's Titi?
So now, the real fans are gonna come out.
No, I like it, but I thought like the Trap Bad Bunny was also a little more emo Trap Bad Bunny.
It was a lot more like
heavy towards like relationship, like love, but it was still like trap or like player shit. Like this shit is just a lot more like lyric,
which is cool. I don't mind it. But I totally forgot
that lyric, but definitely shots. Because I haven't heard anyone be like, what's the bar then? All I hear is people talking about the disses. People aren't like, dude, this bar.
Him saying that he fucked Kanzo in one of the sisters' houses, all that stuff.
To me, that's
just like...
But also, when he's flexing bars.
A lot. He's flexing a lot. One thing I've learned about guys is when they get into this bag, that they're going through something.
Yes. That's what I feel. Mm-hmm. That, you know what? That's why I'm probably why I'm not listening to it too much. Because I don't
feel. Because you can't relate?
No, I don't feel that, like, that negative kind of.
Yeah, he's in a negative space. I'm not on that vibe space.
Right now. I'll
who would you compare it?
Maybe, but.
Like, if you could compare it, like.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like For All the Dogs.
No, no. What I'm saying is, like, if you could compare this album to, like a hip-hop album, like.
Drake.
No, but other than Drake, other than Drake.
No one but Drake. He's being very Drake. He's in his Drake bag. They probably kick it.
Maybe a Future when he got heartbroken.
I don't see like Future. Mode.
No, because Future was still like high.
Future's still like a guy's guy. He feels like he's even going against dude. Like, how are you going to go against J.O.P.?
Yeah.
I think how are you going to go against J Balvin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carol
G.
That sucks.
Like, but damn, poor Bobby, that food.
Yeah, Balvin, that's so sad.
He tried to beat it.
He just cut it straight.
Yeah, for no reason. Like, what?
Why is it fuck me? What the fuck did I do?
Yeah. Why you say fuck me for?
But
pretty much it.
J Balvin, you'll be all right, Perry.
He'll be fine.
He'll come out in one of his shows. Yeah. And they'll make up for it. And everyone's going to be really loud screaming. And
yeah. Well, right now, a lot of the side, because especially people were judging Balvin, is now people are more empathetic towards Balvin.
True.
So, like, now if you come out with something, I'm sure you're going to get a better receptive, like, this can work out in J Balvin's
And people
favor.
Are going to be tuned in, like, was he going to say anything about Bad Bunny now?
And fucking Residente, stop being a dick, fool.
Yeah, he fucking bullied him.
Like, that's, it's lucky that Bunny moves,
really
fool.
Bad
it's lucky,
dick.
Like, it's a little fucked up.
He seems like, you guys know Trick Trick in Detroit? Where he, like, has a no-fly zone where it's like, if you make me mad, like, that's nobody it. Fucks with you behind the scenes in Detroit.
In the rap battle scene.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So it kind of seems like that.
Shout
out
Charlie Clips. I know because he talked about it with Arsenal.
Yeah.
I like watching the battle rap shit. But
it seems like he's kind of just like, nah, y'all don't fuck with this person because I say so type shit.
All right, well, you guys, before we get out of here, shout out Angie for the Soma Sala.
That was great. That was great.
I'm going to do Grandma shout outs real quick. Shout out Letty. And I'm also going to be, I don't know if everybody's going to be there, but I'm
Rocha versus Santillan. That's going down at the Forum on Saturday. We'll recap next episode. It's going to be
at the Forum, which is going to be fire because none of them are from LA, but they're fighting LA, and I'm excited for it.
They're fighting for our love.
Yeah,
Santillan's from San Diego and Rocha's from
OC.
Yeah.
We
have to go see fool.
Oh, yeah. Same high school. Yeah.
Also,
high
school, shout out Bobby and Rudy Roots from San Diego.
Yeah.
And lastly, make sure you get your tickets to the live show.
Let's go, 2023! Live at the Wiltern.
You don't want to miss it.
You guys, I didn't want to tell you guys how many tickets we sold, but.
Don't.
No. I'm saying it like in a sense to where, like.
Yeah, they miss out. We told
you. We told you guys. We haven't done a live show. We did the Paramount one. It was like very lightly. Like it was fast. One day promotion before.
Yeah.
You guys, this is going to sell out.
This is your warning.
It's a warning.
See ya.
So press the link down below. December 23rd, we'll be at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. Come fuck with us. Bada bing, bada boom. Me and Letty, I don't know if everybody's going to be there, but we're going to be at the Golden Boy Fire. I want to be there this weekend for the forum. So tap the fuck in. Yeah. And we out this motherfucker. And shout out the watch. Bow.
Watch it. Bow.